Kalpayusham, those who have a duration of many millions of years. Sthana Jaya, achievement of the planetary system. Punar Bhava, liable to birth, death, and old age. Shanayusham, persons who have only 100 years of life. Bharata Bhujaya, birth in the land of Bharat Varsha. Varam, more valuable. Shanena, for a short life. Marjana, by the body. Pratam, work executed. Manaskana, those actually understanding the value of life. Sannyasya, surrendering under the lotus feet of Krishna. Sangyanti, they achieve. Abhayam, where there is no anxiety. Padam, abode. Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, a short life in the land of Bharat Varsha is preferable to a life achieved in Brahmaloka for millions and billions of years, because even if one is elevated to Brahmaloka, he must return to repeated birth and death. Although life in Bharat Varsha in the lower planetary system is very short, one who lives there can elevate himself with full Krishna consciousness and achieve the highest perfection, even in this short life, by fully surrendering to the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus one attains Vaikuntha Loka, where there is neither anxiety nor repeated birth in the material body. Purport, this is further confirmation of the statement given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bharatvamita Koila. Manusa jama jama sata kori para upakar. One who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsha has the full opportunity to study the direct instructions given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, and thus fully decide what to do in his human form of life. One should certainly give up all other propositions and surrender to Krishna. Krishna will then immediately take charge and relieve one of the results of past sinful life. Therefore, one should take the Krishna consciousness as Krishna himself recommends. I always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer me obeisances. This is very easy, even for a child. Why not take this path? One should try to follow the instructions of Krishna exactly and thus become fully eligible to be promoted to the kingdom of God. One should go directly to Krishna and engage in his service. This is the best opportunity afforded to the inhabitants of Bharat Varsha. One who is fit to return home back to God is no longer liable to the results of karma or bad. Text 24. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are not devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtan Yajna is recommended in this age. Prabhupada Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the land of Varsha, specifically in Bengal, in the state of Nadi, where Navadvip is situated. It is therefore to be concluded, as stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that within this universe, this earth is the best planet. On this planet, the land of Varsha is the best. In the land of Varsha, Bengal is still better. In Bengal, the district of Nadi is still better. And in Nadi, the best place is Navadvip, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there to inaugurate the performance of the sacrifice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Shastras recommend Krishna Varanthusha Krishna Sankapanga Saparshadam Yajai Sankirtana Prayarya Jantihi Sumedasaha. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always accompanied by his very confidential associates, Sri Nityananda, Sri Gadadhar, and Sri Advaita, and by many devotees like Srivas. They are always engaged in chanting the name of the Lord, and are always describing Lord Krishna. Therefore, this is the best place, best among all places in the universe. The Krishna conscious movement is established as a center in Mayapur, the birth site of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give men the great opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtan Yajna, as recommended herein, and to distribute prasad to millions of hungry people hankering for spiritual emancipation. This is the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Bhagavat confirms this as follows. One should not desire to be elevated even to a place in the heavenly clan Hari system. There's no propaganda to expand the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no trace of Vaishnava, pure devotees of the Lord, no festivals to spread the Krishna consciousness, and we better live perpetually cramped within the airtight bag of a mother's womb, where one can at least remember the lotus feet of the Lord, than to live in a place where there is no opportunity to remember his lotus feet. I pray not to be allowed to take birth in such a condemned place. Similarly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says that since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, anyone who performs Sankirtan to please the Lord is very, very glorious. Such a person has perfect intelligence, whereas others are in the ignorance of material existence. Of all the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literature, the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is the best. Even the performance of 100 Asamedha sacrifices cannot compare to the sacrifice of Sankirtan. According to the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, if one compares Sankirtan Yajna to other yajnas, he is a Pashandi, an infidel, and is liable to be punished by Yamaraj. There are many Mayavadis who think that the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is a pious activity similar to the performance of the Asamedha Yajna and other such pious functions, but this is a non-aparad. Chanting of the holy name of Narayan and chanting other names are never equal, despite what Mayavadis think. Translation, a short life in the land of Bharavarsha is preferable to a life achieved in Brahmaloka for millions and billions of years, because even once elevated to Brahmaloka, we must return to repeated birth and death. Although life in Bharavarsha in a lower planetary system is very short, one who lives there can elevate himself to full Krishna consciousness and achieve the highest perfection even in this short life by fully surrendering to the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus one attains Vaikuntha Loka, where there is neither anxiety nor repeated birth in the material body. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges and topics concerning the Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are not devotees engaged in the service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan to satisfy the Lord. So this is more glorification of Bharavarsha. So, as recorded by the Devatas, so they have already said that Bharavarsha is better because here one can more easily practice or do sadhana to attain the Supreme Lord than in other places. This does not mean that other places are impossible, because we also know that bhakti can perform anywhere, whether it's Sparta or hellish planet or wherever, one can still perform bhakti. However, there are some advantages to the Bharavarsha, that place called Bharavarsha. So the disadvantages are also there in one sense, that is mentioned here, that the place has short lifespan as compared to the long lifespan in other places like Brahmaloka. So in one sense, yes, that is a disadvantage, because one has less time to practice within this lifetime. So that is one disadvantage. Of course, we can say other disadvantages are the material problems we have here, like old age and sickness and some of the things which are relatively absent in higher planetary systems. So yes, there are disturbances and there are problems with the Bhumandala, and particularly Bharavarsha. Nevertheless, still, the Devatas are praising Bharavarsha in spite of this, because the opportunity for perfection here is very great compared to the other places. And I already mentioned that because of the reminder of birth and death, because of the scriptures, because of the appearance of the avatar and so many holy places, etc. There are some advantages here that the other places don't have. So this provides an offset to all the disadvantages we have in Bharavarsha, particularly in Kali Yuga. And moreover, we also get the Yuga Dharma here, which is mentioned in the next verse, and that is Sankirtan is performed here. Whereas in other yugas and in other places, they're doing other things. They may be doing sacrifices or whatever. But here in Varsha, at this particular time, we have the Sankirtan Yajna, which is most powerful. So this verse here expresses the idea that an intelligent person will not be interested in higher planetary systems if there is no discussion of the Lord, if they are not devotees of the Lord, and if there is not Sankirtan Yajna, a festival going on at all times. In other words, if we have devotees and if we have Sankirtan and discussion of the Lord, wherever that is the best place. So, because the Lord appears here as Lord Chaitanya, because he introduces the philosophy to the people at large, there is a special advantage at this particular time. Of course, in other yugas, Lord Chaitanya does not appear. In this particular yuga, he appears, so this is a very special time. However, even in other yugas, in Satya Treta, whatever, Dwarpa Yuga, and in other Kali Yugas, still there is some advantage here compared to the other places. Why? Because it goes through changes more than the other places. But we can see how time is operating, how the miseries afflict the human being, etc. So we're always reminded of the temporary nature of this world. So the influence of yugas is not felt in other places as it is in Varsha. So, therefore, though there are some disadvantages with this, some problems with Varsha, because it does have this change and whatever and all these problems, the advantage is that the Lord comes and he propagates Sankirtan here in this particular time. And gives wonderful instructions and gives his mercy to the people. And so that is particularly powerful. So therefore the devatas here are praying that it is better to be born in Varsha than all these other places, because this is the place where one can get the highest advantage for advancing spiritually. Sankirtan movement is wonderful. That is propagated every Kali Yuga, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's propagation of Sankirtan is very, very special, because he is Swayam Bhagavan himself. Therefore, his mercy is most wonderful. And he is also called Mahabhananya, which means most merciful. By his mercy, even the unqualified people, even the aparadis, get a chance to advance in spiritual life. So that is something most remarkable. Moreover, the people of this particular Kali Yuga, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, get the chance to not only worship the Lord, but to worship Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, which is not available in other yugas and other kalpas, etc., other manvantaras. Not only the Supreme Lord, not only Sankirtan, but the name of Krishna and the worship of Krishna is revealed to the people of this particular Kali Yuga. Why Krishna is better? Because he manifests all wonderful qualities. He has all wonderful pastimes that the other avatars don't show. He is the complete form of God. He manifests the most bliss in relation with his devotees. So this is a great good fortune for the jivas. So so in our particular Kali Yuga, in Bharat Varsha, this is the opportunity we have. And therefore, it is something to be treasured. And the devatas are praising this. Moreover, not only Krishna is introduced, but we get Radha and Krishna and Madhurya Rasa introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is even more remarkable, something very, very rare. So it is by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we get this very, very special mercy. This particular verse? No, not that we particularly say that. The verses are, of course, in the later in the Bhagavatam, where it is described the different yuga avatars. And of course, that's quoted here. Yaga Sankarsana Praya, Janti Sumedha Saha, Kali Yuga. They worship the Lord through the Sankirtan movement. So that is a more specific reference here. It says Sankirtan doesn't mention specifically the avatar, etc.
Is it yuga?
Is it yuga?
As yuga?
Yeah. 24. Well, in the Sanskrit, it doesn't mention Yuga Dharma. It just says Yagyesha Maka, Mahotsava. Sacrifices and great festivals. Well, sacrifice literally means worship. So we worship the Lord through different things. In fact, all the angas of bhakti are, in a sense, worship of the Lord, whether it's hearing, chanting, remembering, deity worship, etc. Chanting the name is all worship of the Lord. So offering through fire is one type, that is the homa, but not the homa. So even meditation is a sacrifice because it's worship of the Lord.
Some of the topics in the Bhagavatam, like the description of the grand existence, we do not understand. But during the time of Sukadev Goswami, does it mean that there are audience understood what he is talking?
Okay.
If they understand what he is talking?
It's hard to say. Some may understand, some may not understand, or whatever. Now, of course, the topic itself is not difficult to understand. It is only difficult to understand and correlate that with what we think is modern truth or whatever, that's all. In terms of the where the varshas are situated, where the mountains are situated, there's nothing, no problem with that. It's all, you can draw a picture of it. There's nothing, nothing to understand there. It's quite simple. And you can draw a little map of it, locate everything. How that correlates with modern understanding is another thing. Where we have around Earth, and we have planets going around the sun, etc. That is difficult to correlate for us, because it's our model now. But they didn't have that model then, it looks like, so therefore it wasn't difficult to correlate. It was no problem there.
Right.
Yeah.